Let me ask you then, as a sufferer of PTSD and somebody who's very, very intimately acquainted with the stories of what it's now 140-odd people who've taken, veterans who've taken their own lives, how did you react when you read the words of the Surgeon General in the Australian Defence Force, Robin Walker, who said, what we do know, she said, what we do know is that PTSD has got nothing to do with the military. How did you respond to that?
I saw it as an absolute cop-out, to be honest. With me, it was soul-crushing in a way.
Sorry, it was what?
Soul-crushing.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that she spoke about how you know, that PTSD came from a lifelong string of trauma, couldn't be further from the truth with a person such as myself. And then probably couldn't be further from the truth for most veterans. You know, most veterans and stuff come from loving homes, come from patriotic families or whatever else, and they just want to do their bit to serve society. So when it says it has nothing to do with military service, not only was she silly in making those comments, she was completely wrong. There are psychiatrists, including my own, who's highly regarded, who have clearly put studies and links to post-traumatic stress and to the way that soldiers are trained,
yeah.
As well as the conflicts that they go to. Essentially, as a soldier, you're trained to fight, you're trained to switch on the aggression, the anger and everything else that you need, and it's fantastic while you're doing your job.
Yeah.
But then you come home and you can't switch it off. You're never ever taught on how to switch it off. And like when I came home, I was numb. The only emotion that I knew was anger. Mm. And to this day, like, my missus will still ask me, she'll go, why aren't you excited? And I'll be like, I am excited, but I can't express it. I physically just can't express it. It doesn't come out, which creates massive problems for us. But obviously, for some people, for some veterans, the post-traumatic stress goes even deeper. You know, I've been told that I have severe post-traumatic stress, but I've seen some people who are far worse than me that can barely function.
But there is help, isn't there? I mean, there is a path forward.
There is help. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't know where to look.
Well, you tell us all about it, mate. What to do if somebody's listening to this?
The RSL, no matter which state you're in, should have sub-branches which are run by veterans or ex-servicemen. And from there, they should have all the information that you need to get in contact with the right people who can assist you with Veterans Affairs claims as well as other matters, and then just being there as support. But on top of that, you've got VVCS, which is Veterans and Veterans Families Counselling Service,
yeah.
which again, although it is there for people to use, a lot of veterans still feel uncomfortable about using it. They want someone to talk to who's been there and done it.
I'm biting my tongue while you're talking, mate, because I so wanted to jump in there and just reinforce what you said earlier about the role of the RSL and the fact of the way people feel in speaking to blokes who've been there and done it. And you just know, if you talk to somebody who's been in the military and been in an operational unit, you know they're talking your language. Personally, I can't help but compare that with this Admiral Walker. When I hear the stuff, she sounds like a social worker or something. Like, I don't know. Like Christine Nixon.
I looked at a bit of a profile after she made those comments to try and get an understanding as to why.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, everything that I read that showed that she didn't have any mental health training
exactly.
at all.
Exactly.
It was all to do with
her
specialty was dive medicine.
Yeah.
Not to mention, she's never ever been in a war zone. So she may be great at other aspects of being a clinician or a doctor, but she has clearly failed in the mental health respect. Now, I don't know if she's towing the party line to do with the government of the day or if she's towing the line of the ADF or it's her own personal views. But either way, I found it incredibly reckless as to all of the interviews that she's done in recent times.
Yeah.
It's incredibly reckless and incredibly dangerous. If you look at the petition that I set up to have her removed, A lot of the comments on there, one of them is from a woman who suffers from severe post-traumatic stress, and that said how deeply it's affected her, those comments.
Well, there's another comment there from a clinician, somebody who is a medical doctor, and she is his boss, and that clinician says, I just can't support the boss because she's wrong. She is factually wrong. Her description of PTSD as being a result of a lifetime of trauma is misleading. It's deceptive. It's false. It's incorrect. But on top of that, more than that, for somebody like you who served their country and you know how you got PTSD, it's bloody exactly. Insulting. It's insulting. It's like it's sticking it up, yeah, saying, well, you didn't get it that way.
It is insulting. And something that I wrote, I think, on the petition was that, veterans, expect support from the top brass, not expect to be slammed down when they're at their weakest.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and essentially what she's done is she has slammed every single veteran who is suffering a mental illness, or every single soldier or sailor or airman for that matter.
Aaron Gray, former member of the 2nd Cavalry Regiment, returned veteran, served his nation as a young fellow, is paying the price for it now, and has turned that what could be negative energy into something so positive in maintaining a very thoughtful and respectful register for the loss of diggers who died long after the conflicts that they acquired their battle scars in. Thank you for your service, Aaron, and it's a real honour to talk with you.
That's not a problem. So anyone who has any information to do with the epidemic that's going on with veterans, or if anyone just wants to assist by sharing the page, please come and like the page and share it with everyone that you know so that we can get a more accurate picture of how severe the problem is.
Good on you, mate. All the best.
All right, cheers. Bye.
Ned.